La. Nah, I like that song.
So do I.
Man, I hate it so bad.
Hey, it's Jackson. You've heard me talk about my friend Camilla before. She's even been onto the podcast to talk about true crime and murder, etc. But we have a much more fluffy topic this time around. Camilla, what are we doing?
We're talking about yard maintenance.
Yard maintenance. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought this was going to be exciting, and all of a sudden it's not.
It is exciting. So okay. If you're a homeowner, you understand that yards can be a pain.
They're the worst.
They're the worst. You have to maintain them. And if you buy something that has a yard that needs to be totally revamped, like mine was, then you have to tear things out. You have to put new things in.
Got to find a new place for your lawn gnomes. My lawn gnome collection can't go homeless, Camilla.
No, it can't. It needs a home. That's right. Home. We're looking for partners. In the month of March, we are going to be providing to one lucky listener a complete yard makeover.
Oh my gosh. I know. So it's like extreme home makeover?
It's like extreme home makeover, but extreme yard makeover.
But we're just taking it from the inside out.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly.
And not like a front porch sofa like where I grew up.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, there's no. We're not doing that. We're going to put real grass, not turf, and
sure.
Real
architecture, yes, ponds.
Real architecture. Maybe a pond. Yeah. Koi fish, I think I hear, are a big pain, so I don't know that we want to do that. But
yeah, we're spitballing. There's no bad ideas when we're spitballing.
Is there? Okay. We want to do this. We want to give this for one listener. We're going to ask people to upload their most horrendous yards, which I know they exist. We're asking them to upload them to our website. And we're going to work with some partners to reward one lucky listener with this yard. So we need partners. We need landscape architects. We need lawn care maintenance. We need
gnome craftsmen.
Gnome craftsmen.
Sure.
Woodworkers.
Woodworkers, yeah.
I mean, maybe fencing. We're not sure.
Just a big lumberjack to look pretty.
A big all around. Yes. We really don't know what we're getting into because we don't know what this yard's going to look like.
No.
So
if you would like to partner with us on this makeover.
Yes.
Email
Camilla, Camila at bwaymedia.com.
Camilla with one L. She was very particular about this earlier.
Hey, it's spelled one way.
I get it. And what's your phone number?
801-596-4174.
Fantastic. Now I gotta go do yard work. Ugh.
I'm sorry.
John and Justin, Mix 1051-606. Jackson, I saw this. I had to bring it up to you right away.
Oh, what?
This is Jackson news if I ever heard it. So you know how there's the Cat Cafe?
Yeah.
And there's one downtown or off of like 900 South, right?
Yeah, I haven't been to it yet, but I'm really looking forward to it. It's called Tinker's.
There's a new Critter Cafe out there.
Uh-huh.
A Raccoon Cafe.
Oh, yes! Oh my God, I want to go!
Where you can eat, drink coffee, and play with raccoons.
Yes, where?
Yeah, because they won't jack you up while you're...
That's what I'm
they're
saying.
They're a little violent.
They're mean little thugs, man.
But they're cute and they have little hands. Have you seen their little hands?
Pickpocket you while you're there. Where's it at?
It's in Tennessee.
Well, he's going to go. There you go. Summer vacation for you.
Perfect. I'm down.
I get the cats. I get if you did a puppy cafe.
Uh-huh.
Raccoons aren't always friendly.
Well, that's Tennessee.
Well, they're not going to keep the unfriendly ones on the floor.
The fact that you're now roaming with wild animals mm-hmm. seems dangerous
to me.
That
sounds awesome. It's what I used to do for a living, Jonathan.
Yes, but.
And I'm super into it. And I'm not the only weird one here.
What would be your Critter Cafe? Like for me, I grew up, I love pigs. I had a pet pig growing up.
Oh, Pig Cafe.
His name was Bacon. He was great. And my kids know that I always have wanted a pig again.
Right.
So if there was like a pig cafe, maybe call it the Trough.
Oh, you've even thought about this.
I would go.
Look at that.
I think we get it started.
Trademark our show.
I think we get it started right now.
So that would be mine.
Gosh, what do I want to roll around on the floor with other than puppies? Do I have to have some kind of a wild animal?
It could be any kind of critter.
It could be puppies.
Critters.
You get to choose. Critters means nothing. You might as well just say an animal cafe.
I want armadillos. Okay. No, I don't know.
I was going to say, like,
Right, I didn't realize that I wanted a raccoon cafe until it was an option.
No, I know, right?
And now it's all I can think about. I'm going to obsess about this for a very long time.
And now that I'm on the spot, I can't think of anything that will beat out a raccoon cafe.
What about a sloth cafe?
I thought about that, too, but then it's all going to be hanging from the ceiling.
How about a butterfly cafe?
No, that'd probably bug
me. That would be rad. It's just like a greenhouse?
Yeah.
There's actually a cafe up in Mill Creek that was an old greenhouse.
Yeah.
That would be a perfect place for a butterfly cafe.
Well, there you go.
Great business ideas that we're having this morning.
Huge.
Man, the trough, though, is mine.
Yeah, get us on Shark Tank now.
Oh, I can't wait to see the sharks' faces when you guys bring this up.
Yeah, they're like, what you guys are talking about is a zoo. It's selling coffee at a zoo.
It's true. Yesterday, we announced for 105 Days of Love that our website was down and all the teacher submissions had, like, disappeared. Yeah. It came back up yesterday. Wow.
Turns out there was a lot. Teachers.
But I wanted to make sure everyone knew about it. So if you nominated a teacher like on Monday or Tuesday of this week for us to feature, we did not get it. Just go to mix1051utah.com. Asking you, how does the story end? Steph and Paul got married back in June of 2015, and they were excited when they got their wedding photos back. Until they looked through them. Their photographer, David, hadn't captured the key moments from the day. He didn't get any pictures of the parents. In fact, there were only 11 photos that had the groom in them. Instead, he took pictures of this. What did he photograph? How does the story end?
I was keeping the family version going here, but he was taking pictures of the bridesmaids because he's like, you know what? That's a smoking hot lineup right there.
Do you feel like it was one bridesmaid, like the maid of honor, or was it multiple bridesmaids?
No, I think it was the whole line.
Okay.
Yeah, he was into it.
So he liked the whole lineup.
Dirty old man.
Got it.
If Justin Taylor was a photographer.
Like, whoa, hey. How are you over there?
You could be a model.
Yeah.
Jackson, how does the story end?
Well, the bride and groom suffer from a very rare condition called blurry face syndrome. Mm. And
Heroes,
yeah. Mm-hmm. They really do power through.
Right.
And so anytime someone takes a picture of them, they just look blurry. It doesn't matter. So he's like, well, I guess I'm going to take pictures of these trees, these table settings. Some squirrels over there. There's a raccoon cafe down the street.
Speaking of animals, someone did say, did he take pictures of animals walking by? You never said it was inside.
Yes.
That's true.
That's how I ruin a wedding. I take just nothing but pictures of the groom stuff.
The photographer had a foot fetish. Were there great shoes that he couldn't resist?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
Close. I'll tell you what he took photos of. Two of the bridesmaids' boobs and butts.
Ah, see.
Aw, man. Justin, how dare you?
Well.
Every photo, except for 11 photos.
That's funny.
Was nothing more than boobs and butts. So back in 2016.
Oh, so man, funny. What an idiot.
They actually sued the photographer, and they won $800.
Well, yeah, you should. They ruined all the wedding photos.
Here's
the
thing. They just found out that he's back to working as a wedding photographer, so they're doing a big public campaign to try to let people know, like, hey, if you hire him, he might only take inappropriate photos of your wedding guests.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's kind of great, actually.
Some of his photos are up online. And it's not like they were just, like, photos of, like, the bride and the groom. Like, he was literally creeping on just guests as they were, like, hanging out watching the ceremony. He was taking these photos. I'm shocked there was no criminal.
You could, yeah, I right? feel like
dirty the, old man.
Dirty old Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
That's how the story ends. Have you heard of the new Netflix reality show called The Push?
You gave me like a synopsis of it. And that's about all I know of it.
We have the trailer up on our blogs at mix1051utah.com.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. The way the news is portraying it and what the show actually is a little bit different.
Okay.
So,
it's a lot different.
Yeah. The news is saying, hey, there's a Netflix reality show that is going to try to push someone to commit murder. That's what they're selling it as. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? This is insane.
It isn't.
So I started doing some research yesterday, and I watched a bunch of different trailers because this show has actually already been on across the pond in England. It's the first of three Netflix specials coming from a British psychological illusionist. And what he's done is he uses 70 actors to execute a planned and rehearsed scenario, and the goal is to see if they can get one man whose name is Chris, who has no idea that he's being filmed, to push another person to his death.
Okay,
are you with me so far?
Yeah, I'm following.
So the scenario begins where they're preparing for an auction where this millionaire has a heart attack, and Chris is kind of left in this room and he doesn't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
And they start using actors to try to push him to almost hide the body.
Oh, man, okay. I would watch this so hard.
When I first saw it, I thought they were just trying to find people, like, on the streets and try to convince them to do something.
No.
This is more enclosed. I still think it's jacked up.
It's kind of, yeah, because it's insinuating things that aren't good.
And it's dark.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it's any different from any, like, psychological testing. Like, they run experiments like this all the time.
Just like in hospitals or to see how people react?
Yeah, we talk about them a lot on my podcast, actually, because I do a mental health and therapy podcast. And like they run these sort of scenarios where people don't know they're being experimented on.
Right.
Because if you know, you don't know like human behavior. You don't know their actual what they're actually going to do.
So the millionaire has a heart attack.
Uh-huh.
And they can't find medicine. And so there's one other actor in the room, and he's like, Chris, we need to get this body out of here before the police come.
Right.
And so all of a sudden, Chris is in this situation. He's like, all right. And next thing you know, he's lifting up this body, and he's following along with someone. And now they're trying to hide this body in different places as the, quote, police are walking through the building. It's all contained, so no way is anyone getting hurt.
Okay.
I just think it's interesting.
How does it do overseas? Do they love it?
Oh, yeah.
I feel they've like done, I'd be really into
they've
this.
They've done three of these so far.
I guess I should have thought about the fact that it's big enough that they decided to bring it to the States.
I have just a weird feeling.
How is this any different? I mean, it's dark. I'm not going to say it's not dark. But how is it any different from that show, What Would You Do, on, like, ABC? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I auditioned for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you would...
They filmed it here.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's where... So they would use us as actors. I didn't get cast because I'm not good. But the idea was you would try to push people's buttons to see how they would react.
Like if they see like an abusive spouse in public or whatever, how regular people react to those things. So
same idea.
Step up.
I didn't like that show either.
Oh, no? I loved it. Oh, I loved it.
No.
Because there... I mean, it has two of my favorite things. Like people doing great things and people helping each other and being awesome. And then people just walking past people and in complete horror.
No,
bye.
The old ostrich approach. I don't know. What's your standing? Cool or creepy? Justin.
I think now it's more cool. It was way creepy just by reading the headlines on it.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I'm super into this.
Yeah.
I think it's creepy. Watch the video. It's up on our blogs again, mix1051utah.com. What do you say, Justin? Let's get to it. You're 7 a.m. silly.
Oh, man, I don't know if you guys knew this. I'm so good at sleeping, I can even do it with my eyes closed.
Good job.
On Thursdays around this time, we always invite Crystal in for no FOMO, no fear of missing out here. We try to let you know of all the fun stuff happening this weekend. Crystal is sick, but Jackson, our resident expert on all things fun. Mr. Fun.
I love having fun. That's what we call him.
He has so much fun, he spends most of his time in his house. That's how much fun.
I really do, because I know how to party, and I don't want to share it with anybody else. there are some cool things going on this weekend. My personal favorite, the one that I actually leave my house for, is the Guns and Hoses basketball game. It's going down at the University of Utah, cops versus firemen at basketball, Saturday the 24th from 10 to 1. And you can get tickets by calling Sam Rosen. I'll put the phone number in the blog post so you can get a hold of that. You can get tickets left at Will Call for a $3 fee, or they'll send them to you electronically for free. So no extra processing.
All the Guns and Hoses games are fun to watch because they're for a good cause. You get to support our men and women who protect the city, so it's cool.
And it's firemen playing basketball, you guys. Like, let's have a real talk away from John for a second. It's firemen playing basketball. There's nothing not amazing about that. Chick-fil-A in Murray is celebrating their 5-year anniversary by giving away some free stuff.
Oh.
So Saturday, February 24th from 10:30 in the morning until 7 p.m., they're going to have special offers for food purchases. The cow is going to be there, and they're also going to be doing face painting and a bunch of other stuff.
No, it's always a good time.
You know what I had at Chick-fil-A the other day?
What?
Their tortilla soup for the first time.
Is it good?
I have a hard time not having the chicken soup.
I'm telling you.
Because it's so good.
Yeah.
I could eat 400 of those little chicken biscuit breakfast things.
Oh, yeah.
The little ones.
Oh, yeah.
And then I would trick myself into thinking that it was one regular sandwich. But in reality, it's like 17 sandwiches, and I'm a mess.
Are you now endorsing the tortilla soup?
Yeah, I am.
Man. So if you buy food on that Saturday, you're going to get a yellow receipt. Save that receipt because if you come back anytime between March 12th and 17th, you'll get everything on that receipt for free.
Oh, that's
which
awesome.
Is kind of fun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they're gonna make it a big deal. Plus, it's just fun to get the kids out of the house, go hang out with the cow. The Utah Grizzlies game on tomorrow night, the 23rd and the 24th, they're doing the Fight Cancer game. So all of your ticket proceeds or a portion of your ticket proceeds are going to go to fund cancer research. So if you want to go to a Grizzlies game, which are always a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, went last week. It was a blast.
Yeah, they're stupid fun. Yeah. Like, it's just silly. But they'll be supporting a really good cause. Again, that's Grizzlies on Friday and Saturday. And then one that I'm really excited about would be the Ziegfeld Theater up in Ogden on Washington Boulevard. Their production of Footloose is opening tomorrow night, the 23rd.
Right. I don't hate that.
Yeah, so if you haven't been to the Ziegfeld, they do incredible shows. They do really fun things. And Footloose is obviously just a great musical anyway.
Can I confess something to the two of you?
I can't wait.
I've never seen Footloose.
What?
Really?
I never have seen Footloose.
The original?
No, I've seen clips.
Oh, I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, that's okay. I haven't seen a Star Wars, but you would enjoy it. You would love it.
I would think so.
It's Kevin Bacon in his prime.
Yeah, I love Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Oh, man. He's all broody, hanging out in that mill, dancing his heart out.
Dancing and singing and action. I mean, you're going to love the whole thing.
I want it all.
It's local.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
So the opening night gala is tomorrow night at 6:30, and they have a $5 student night on Saturday at 7:30. So if you're, a poor college kid.
Yeah.
Get in there.
Awesome.
Yep. And I'll get all of that up on the website very quickly. This sort of just fell onto us.
Uh-huh.
So that'll be available at mix1051utah.com in the next couple minutes.
Nice job, Jackson. As we play, are you smarter than a millennial? Let's say good morning to Keisha. Hey, Keisha.
What's up?
Keisha, can you believe it's going to snow again tomorrow?
I can't. I'm going to the store to get me a snow lawnmower thing.
A snowblower?
Snowblower. Yeah, that's it.
I got to be honest with you. I'm feeling better about this game already.
All right. He's on a streak.
I see you.
Yeah, I throw in shade. I'm sorry. I trash talk a lot.
All right, Keisha, here's how it works. Justin has 5 trivia questions. When he asks the question, if you think you know the answer, just shout out your name. If you can get more correct than Jackson, you win the tickets to Matt Kearney. If you do not win, the next caller in gets your tickets, okay?
Okay.
All right, question number 1. Fergie sang the national anthem last weekend at the NBA All-Star Game. What group is she a former member of?
Jackson.
Keisha.
The Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I knew this. You just said your name faster than I did.
I know. He's pretty fast, so you got to kind of jump the gun a little bit. Hey, Toy Story Land will open at Disneyland in June. In Toy Story, what is the name of Woody's horse?
Jackson. Bullseye.
Okay. Again, Keisha, it's a new game.
It's a new game.
You shout your name.
Got it. I got it.
Okay.
I got
okay.
It.
All right. I believe in you.
She sees me, John. She sees me.
Keisha, I believe in you.
Okay. Okay. Right.
Question 3.
Oh, Tom, so embarrassing.
Tom Hanks was spotted buying Girl Scout cookies the other day. What is the name of the minty ones?
Jackson.
Keisha.
Go ahead, Keisha. I heard your name first.
Liar.
Thank you. Damn it.
Yes, correct.
Nice job, Keisha.
Hey, Sharknado 6 is going to premiere in July. What is the name of the Steven Spielberg shark movie?
Jackson.
Oh, man, Keisha, I was going to give you it even if there was a pause.
Go ahead.
It's Jaws.
Man. Right, and the final one, It Chapter 2 is going to start filming this summer and then it'll be released next year. What state does it take place in?
Jackson.
Keisha.
Yes, Keisha.
It is in Pennsylvania. I don't know, actually.
It's, I mean, you're going the right way. It is the East Coast, but it is Maine.
Oh, man.
Like most Stephen King novels.
They truly are, actually, aren't they?
Keisha, we started strong. We had high hopes.
But I'm still on the field.
Next week it'll be all sports questions.
I can do sports. I can do sports.
Hey, Keisha, hang on. I'm going to still give you a prize just for playing, okay?
Thanks.
All right. 105 Days of Love. We kicked off on February 15th. So we're less than 105 days left into challenging you to do a random act of kindness every single day. It's our way of just trying to change the world.
Because yeah. it's amazing what a smile can do. I told you guys the story of Simply Sadie Jane, who's a Utah blogger. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she had this really cool story about her son while they were in line at a burger joint who went up to this guy and was just complimented his jacket. And out of that, the guy ended up talking to the family while they were waiting in line. And they had some laughs and had fun. And he found out that she was this Utah blogger.
Right.
And that night, he wrote to her through her blog saying, "Thank you so much for being kind to me. That burger was going to be my last meal."
Oh, man.
That's so good. That's so... God. And you don't understand sometimes how far the little gestures go.
Exactly.
Totally.
Which is awesome.
And that's why we do 105 Days of Love. And we're going to challenge you to join in with us. We lean on each other to remind each other to actually do random acts of kindness.
That's
and
right.
You have a cool one.
I do have a cool one. My stepson Christian did something really cool, and it's totally 105 Days of Love. He was going to work. He takes his lunch.
Yeah.
And he was riding the tracks train. And he got off and saw a man there, and he gave him his lunch.
That's
aww,
cool.
That's sweet.
And I'm like, that is awesome. I was like, that was a proud moment. And I'm yeah. like, good for you, man. I loved hearing that.
That's really great.
I had a friend, Zach, who heard your story, Jackson, about letting someone into his car.
Uh-huh.
He was leaving Walmart, and a guy came over and who was a little disheveled and
sure.
asked Zach, like, "Hey, can I get in your car? It's almost curfew for the house that I live at."
Yeah.
Which was like 4 p.m.,
right.
like a rehab
mm-hmm.
house.
Okay.
Halfway house. And he's like, can you give me a ride home? And Zach, because he heard your story,
yeah.
was like, yeah, man, get in the car. And drove him through Sugar House to the place to,
oh, nice.
To get him there in time.
Because you're not going to make it on the bus and
no,
stuff like that.
Exactly.
No, and it's really hard. If someone's recovering from an addiction or just getting out of prison, trying to make it is hard because our
yes.
public transportation system here sucks. You have a hard time getting to and from work, parole officer hearings, like
all of
going
it.
Back to court. It just is difficult. So any little like kind gesture to help people recover is so awesome.
What did you do yesterday?
Well, I was fueling up my car and this very sweet little old lady got out and she was really struggling on the ice and she looked so uncomfortable. So I just went up and offered my arm and walked her into the store real quick.
Nice.
And just, yeah, she was
cool.
so cute.
Good for you, man.
So you know how much I love the old lady.
I do.
I'm
you
all
do.
About it.
I was trying to explain to the kids, Liam and Ella, what 105 Days of Love is and what we're trying to do. And so yesterday we started going through their toys to see what we can donate.
Just kind of thin them down a little
awesome.
Bit there.
Yeah. And so we started it, and I'm really just trying to use it as a teaching moment.
Yeah.
And be like, you don't need all these toys. There are kids who don't have what you have. And
right.
so it was kind of cool. By the end of the process, they were even grabbing toys that they like.
And you're like, no,
Liam
no,
was
I can't
like,
have that one. Just kind
I
want
to give this one. Yeah.
Got caught up like, in the moment.
I was like, yeah,
good
all
boy.
Right. They're learning. So
what a little angel.
We want to challenge you for the same thing. 105 days of random acts of kindness. Plus, right now we're featuring teachers. Every week we're going to recognize a teacher here across the Wasatch Front. Jackson is going to go on the streets and surprise them.
That's right.
As school begins with a Form Med Spa massage. And tomorrow we're doing our first one, but there's still time to nominate. We're doing it for the entire month of March as well. You can just go to mix1051utah.com. Justin, let's get to your showbiz beat.
Yeah, and if the wedding day is the most important day of your life, make it the best by hiring the best with thebestdjinutah.com. So, it took me a long time, but I found something that just annoys the hell out of Jackson, and it is the new Carl's Jr. Matthew McConaughey commercial.
It's time to answer the call. For the ooze and drips and the smacking lips. Snizzle, dizzle. Piggity wiggity buck wild beef busting straight out of the gate, showing his teeth like a flavor stampede.
Oh, I love it. I love everything about it.
Yeah, there's got to be some way we can work this into the show opener or something.
Yes,
there's got to be some way I can join the priesthood and never have to hear anything like that again.
If he could just throw our names on the back of it, I'm like, that's the perfect thing right there, right?
Yeah. Horrifying.
All right. Hey, Wendy Williams is taking 3 weeks off because she has Graves' disease. And as we looked up what Graves' disease is, it's horrible. It squeezes the muscles behind your eyes and makes them protrude out a little bit.
So as she takes the time off, is there some type of treatment that you can get to?
She'll be on a treatment, but I don't know. I don't know enough about it to speak educated about it. I know what it is now.
Right.
But hopefully she's going to be okay.
And she's coming back.
She's coming back.
Okay.
It's only a 3-week leave right now. Hey, Disney's developing a new live action version of Pinocchio.
I said last hour they did this before. It was with Drew Carey and Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Why ruin perfection?
Well, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Uh-huh.
Well, he could do it.
No, I'm saying why do it again? Like, you had a live action. It was done. It was good.
Move on.
Because there's a whole new generation that hasn't seen that.
If you're going to remake something, Bed Knobs and Broomsticks, bring that one back around.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You're
what is
digging
that?
Deep what? Into what is the it? Repertoire.
Bed Knobs and Broomsticks?
Never heard of it.
Google it.
Google it? Okay. I never know how to say his name. Justin Thurix?
Thoreau.
Thoreau, because the X throws me off. Anyway, the ex of Jennifer Aniston. Apparently now, sources are saying that he's a ladies' man and never stopped flirting with the ladies the entire time that they were married. And plus, I guess she's got a jealous streak a country mile wide.
Well, she was hurt by Brad Pitt when he was on set with Angelina Jolie.
Well,
so I'm
yeah.
sure that does affect things.
And so, I don't know. It's just, that's OK Magazine saying that. I don't know. A lot of these times, how much do you put into it?
Everything.
I don't know enough about him, though.
I just know he's been an actor for a long time, and then he was married to Jennifer Aniston.
And that's what made him famous.
Yeah.
Was and being married to her.
Also, smoking hot, so of course he never stopped flirting, because, of course, why? When you look like that, you don't stop. It just happens.
People just flirt with you.
You're married to Jennifer Aniston, though. I mean, what are you doing?
Well, but there's a big difference between flirting and cheating.
That's true.
Like, some people are just naturally just really flirty.
They didn't say he was cheating, just flirting.
Just flirting,
so,
right.
I don't know, maybe he was testing where the gray area was. Hey, Mark Hamill is going to receive his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which I'm kind of like, he doesn't have one yet?
That's shocking.
Right?
Yeah.
It's coming up, and George Lucas and Harrison Ford will be the MCs for the event.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go to that.
You're going to fly out for that?
Wouldn't you want to just be there out there? I'll go into that McDonald's that's right there.
Right, yes.
Hopefully not have somebody shoot up in the bathroom while I'm in there and watch the
welcome
event.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Right?
What's your dream?
What's your dream?
That whole sidewalk's just kind of dirty, isn't it?
It is.
What else was going on? The Spice Girls, they're saying, well, this is coming from NaughtyGossip.com, that they're going to be recording the new James Bond theme.
There's nothing about the story that I believe. I don't even believe there's a website called NaughtyGossip.com. So there's that.
Don't Google it.
No, I'm not going to end up really
bad. I dare you over there to look it up and see what comes up.
I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get me written up today. It's not going to happen, man.
Hey, Sarah, come check John's computer. A couple birthdays today. Drew Barrymore turning 43 and pop singer James Blunt turning 44.
How old is Drew Barrymore turning?
43. Did you think she was older?
I did.
Yeah, so did I.
Really?
Yeah.
You know why? Because she's been around forever.
I thought she was much older than me. That's all.
No.
No.
All right. No, she's about your age. You're in your 40s, right?
Oh. Close enough.
Yeah.
Wait till we see her next. John thought you were way older than he. And that's the showbiz beat.
I look like I'm in my 70s. Asking you to choose the news.
Hey, Olive Garden's got a brand new thing on their menu. And you tell you what? It's not so bad.
You do this almost every day, and it could be giving you blood clots.
Impulse buys are bleeding you dry. Call us, text us. Either way, if you vote, we'll put you into a drawing for Odyssey Dance Theater tickets. First text says, please tell my daughter Kylie a happy 18th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Jackson all the way. Jackson, you're killing me, Smalls. I got to know what I'm doing. That's from Josh. Justin, because it's food.
Yeah.
This is a tough one, guys. I'm going to go with Justin. My husband is voting John, but everyone's tease was awesome. Nice job, guys.
Thank you.
Everyone gets a gold star this morning. Hey, it's Brianna. Today I'm voting for Justin. I have stomach ulcers. I got to know if I have blood clots because this is scary to me. That's from Marin.
Yeah, they're nothing to mess with.
No.
I don't like Olive Garden, but maybe this new food will make it better. I'm voting for Justin. I choose Jackson because he stopped by my work yesterday to say hi.
Is that Tilo?
It's Tilo.
Hi, Tilo. Yeah, she works at my credit union that I bank with.
First-time voter, but I listen to you guys every morning. I don't think my love for Olive Garden can grow anymore, but I got to know the OG menu edition. Hey, thanks for voting for the first time. You guys are awesome. Have a great day. Good morning. It's Amy. I got to go with Jackson's story today because I'm getting up there. Yikes. And stuff like that scares me now.
Yeah.
The winner. I got beat today bad. It was between Justin and Jackson. But it's Jackson.
Whoa, yeah. Come on.
I'm sorry, man.
All right.
So there's a new study by the University of Minnesota that reveals binge-watching TV. When you do it, you are almost 2 times more likely to develop a fatal blood clot than non-bingers.
No kidding?
Yeah.
2 times?
1.7 times higher or more at risk. The researcher quoted the to the Daily Mail saying avoiding frequent TV viewing, increasing physical activity, and controlling body weight might be beneficial to prevent the clots. Now, clots are super duper scary because there's a lot of things that they, you know, you don't think much about it.
No.
But they can cause pulmonary embolisms where they get into your lungs and it can kill you quick. Yeah. Kidney failure, pregnancy complications, strokes. Strokes are really, really scary.
So should we be doing some goblet squats? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, just get up or limit it. Just limit it to a shorter amount of time getting up, walking more and more.
You can't limit nothing. You got to see what's happening next.
Or get some of those compression socks that you wear on airplanes.
You know what's getting me more than the Netflix binge watching these days?
Wow.
Is what YouTube has changed.
Yeah.
Where they just start automatically playing the next video.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah, because it'll hook you.
And they know, it's like they know what I want to see.
Oh, it's scary.
It's amazing.
It's because it's a Google company, and Google knows everything that you do.
I'll start on one YouTube video, and the next thing you know, 30 minutes has gone by. I missed picking up the kids, and I'm getting a phone call from the school. That's just a normal day in my life.
Yeah, welcome to my podcasting.
All the stories are up online, mix1051utah.com. We also share the stories with you up on our podcast page, which is on the website as well. I'm not a man who's good with dates by any means. This is John speaking.
Like remembering them?
No, yeah, sure.
Calendar dates or right. Like with ladies?
No, more calendar dates than dates with the ladies.
Okay.
not good with those either, though.
So, for example, I officiated my sister-in-law's wedding. And when I filled out the wedding certificate,
I remember this.
I put the wrong day.
Yeah, you did. It was like a day before.
Yes, it was. It was the day before. And they have never forgiven me about it.
Yeah.
Which I respect.
That's
not
the day they got married, Jonathan.
Yeah. And it turns out I just realized, and Ella is now 4, that I have been putting her wrong birth date on all legal documents that I have filled out since she's been born.
All right. How far off are you?
The wrong year.
No kidding.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
It's only 4. It's like 2018 minus 4.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
She was born in 2013, and I was putting 2014 on everything. And the only reason I was caught was we were at the accountant last Friday, and the accountant was like, "Let's just go over all the paperwork. All right, it says here that you know Elle's birthday at 2014," and Jen's like, "No, it's 13," and I'm like, "Nah, how embarrassing for you? It's 2014." She's like, "What is wrong with you? How many times have you said that?" It's like always.
Yeah, her whole life.
Yeah. Said she was born in 2014.
Yeah, so take that. And they're like, "No, you're wrong."
No.
Oh, Jonathan.
No, it was 2013. So.
So wait, does like the doctor know? Like who knows that
the
you messed
school?
Up this hard?
So now we're going back through all legal documents to see where I've written it wrong.
Yes. You're just causing yourself busy work is what you're doing.
I know.
Right.
The school has the wrong day.
Right.
I don't know why they didn't catch it.
Like Ella's in a different grade.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's the school's fault too.
Right. The doctor's is right, so we checked that one. Jen did the first appointment though, so that makes sense.
And the school's right. Like, "Yeah, we got a lot going on. We don't really
yeah,
care."
Yeah, exactly.
The doctor would take one look at that child and be like, this is not a baby. Yeah. This is a toddler now.
Listen, I got a text right now. John, don't feel bad. I wrote down, I got the tattoo of the wrong date of my wedding anniversary.
Oops.
Yes, girl.
See?
Yes.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
Did you give the tattoo artist the wrong number or did he just...
I don't know. So or many more you... questions
oh,
on
that's
that.
That's crazy.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for making me feel better because I felt so bad.
Oh, it's so funny.
I saw this stat. I felt better as a parent after I read it.
Uh-huh.
90% of kindergartners don't know how to do this on their own. What is it? You can text us your guess at 61544. I already kind of asked the question a few minutes ago. Coloring in the lines was a question?
No.
It's not coloring in the lines.
I'm saying how to dial up their phone number. How to call mom. You know, like on the cell phone, what's the number?
Yeah, I don't think my kids know how to go and find contacts. Jen's name through contacts.
They don't know the number.
No. They don't have to memorize numbers the way that we did.
Yeah. Right. I That's mean, one though, that you should too. Know, is at least one of the parents is by memory.
That's a good point.
Okay, before I start throwing out guesses, because I'm going to look really stupid.
Yeah.
What can kindergartners just
no,
regularly
that's why
do?
I want to ask you this question.
I don't know what those little potatoes do. I don't know. Are they... They're potty trained by then, right?
They're potty trained by kindergarten. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ride a bike?
Ride a bike. No, it's not ride a bike.
But I don't, like, I feel like they're too little to know how to do that anyway.
I don't know, like, preschool, kindergarten is when usually you learn how to ride a bike. I'm only going off of mine, man. I don't know.
Like, I have no interaction with kindergartners at all.
It's not zip up their jacket.
Oh, that was a good one.
No. Oh, that's so cute.
It's not spell their last name. 90% of kindergartners don't know how to do this on their own.
Is it change their oil?
Changing their oil is not
I'll bet none of them can change their oil.
No, we just came up with a bunch of these great ones now.
Yeah. It's not cutting paper. It's not wiping nose. It's not snapping.
Oh, those are all good ones.
Oh, man. Can they whistle?
It's not starting the car. It's not glazing a ham.
No.
Hi, Ashley.
Slice of bagel.
Ashley.
Nothing. How are you guys?
Doing excellent. Are you enjoying the cold?
No, I'm a teacher,
but
it's ground duty, and so it's freezing outside.
Oh, terrible. I'm sorry. That sounds horrible.
Hey, 90% of kindergartners don't know how to do this on their own. What is it?
So I teach kindergarten, and they're pretty incapable of a lot of things. You'd be surprised, but tying their shoes.
Yeah, great job.
Thanks.
What is the age where they start learning how? Because Liam's been trying, and I'm not a good teacher for this. I get too frustrated.
I don't know, because I even have, like, second and third graders come up to me in the hall, and they're like, can you tie my shoe? And I'm like, just get, like, the slip-on shoes or Velcro at this point.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
But I feel like he needs to learn how at some point, so I keep buying them. But then I know I feel so sorry for the teacher, because I know she's tying the shoes.
All day.
Yeah, I start triple-knotting them at some point, and I'm like, good luck.
What percentage of your day is just straight-up tying shoes?
I feel like I'm just tying it all the time, and I'll tie the same kid's shoes, so I'm like, are you untying me?
Yeah.
What's going on? So I don't even know.
Ashley, you got it right. Hey, thanks for calling in, and thanks for being a teacher. We appreciate it.
Thanks. I appreciate all your mornings.
Oh, you're awesome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Jackson sent a message the other day about generic things that he will just not buy.
Yeah, I'm a pretty cheap dude, and I've never bought designer clothes. I pretty much buy generic everything, but I still have standards. I will not ever in a million years buy generic toilet paper.
That's your line?
That is my line. It's not happening. Oh. Two-ply till I die, buddy. It's not happening.
I get you, though, because you're right. The other stuff sucks.
It sucks.
What's your thing, Justin?
I don't like to buy, name brand soda. I don't like it. I like the name. I'm not going to buy name brand generic cheeses, things like that, because that doesn't melt right.
Oh, yeah.
We got this text, and I'm exactly the same way. I will not buy American cheese singles. That are generic.
No.
They have to be Kraft singles.
Yes.
There is such a difference, isn't there?
Yes.
It bubbles. It doesn't melt. It just bubbles.
Yeah. To me, it's some kind of the chemical compound is not working right with the fake stuff.
I'm already eating fake cheese. I know what I'm doing to myself.
Right. Yeah. But fake macaroni and cheese, like the Kraft macaroni and cheese packets.
Yeah.
I'll eat that all day.
You're fine with that one?
I don't care if it's all chemicals.
No generic cough syrup. I've bought the generic the Wallatin.
Yeah.
Or the,
what's your stance on generic medicines? Do you think that they work as well?
I don't know. I buy them because they're cheaper.
Yeah, because they're way cheaper.
Yeah.
I buy them because they're cheaper and it's the only option for me most of the time. And they work. It's fine.
Let's see. I will not buy generic cheese has become the main thing we're getting texts in right now.
That's
all right.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
We need to do a Kraft Singles walk. I'll walk for Kraft Singles.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. No. I'll walk against Kraft Singles.
All right. If it sounds a little different, this part of the podcast, it's because we're recording it in a different way than usual. But we wanted to get to at least the stories that were not picked with Choose the News.
Man, I was so close.
You almost won. Jackson did beat you, though, for a story that was okay.
It was okay.
Not great.
For your health, Jonathan.
I don't binge watch Netflix.
Don't lie.
I wish I could. My kids won't let me binge watch anything.
Oh, man, parenthood sounds awful every time you talk about it.
So, Justin, since you were runner-up, do you want to go now?
Yeah, let's talk about the brand new addition to the Olive Garden menu.
Yes.
And a lot of times, I tell you, I'm always not the biggest Olive Garden fan. They kind of got my interest on this one. Now, what it is they've got a bowl. And it's made like pizza crust. It's made out of pizza crust.
Okay.
And inside of it, they put marinara and meatballs and then bake some cheese on the top of it.
Like a pot pie
but
yes,
spaghetti.
Along those lines, with an edible bowl.
I was thinking like a meatball sub bowl.
Yeah, or that, but with a pizza crust. Not, it's not bread, it's pizza crust.
Or like a Costa Vita salad, but with meatballs inside. Yes.
And instead of the tin, there's a bread. And instead of literally everything else that you just mentioned, except for maybe cheese.
But I'm on board with this
whole
thing.
It's actually nothing like the Costa Vita salad.
No, it's not.
So if we had to compare it to one thing, we would say...
Probably the Costa Vita.
The Costa Vita salad.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're too
yes, exactly. At least Olive Garden's trying new things.
You know what they're also trying to do? Not be healthy.
Oh yeah, yeah, they're going to kill Americans.
Oh, did I mention it's only $9?
That's a good deal.
It is a good deal.
Why? There is an Olive Garden next to us. Can we just go and try out like the nachos and the...
Yeah, because Justin's story like 2 weeks ago was lasagna nachos.
Let's
and
go.
I want in on that.
Let's roll.
We'll get some all-you-can-eat salad also.
Oh, man, that's all I ever want is the salad, breadsticks, and pasta.
Or we could just go to Costa Vita.
Or that.
No, it's not the same thing.
All right, are you guys impulse buyers?
Oh, yeah.
No.
You're not?
No.
Turns out most Americans are. In fact, the average American makes 156 impulse purchases a year.
I feel like that's low.
Really?
I feel like I definitely do more than that.
Over the course of our life, we will spend $324,000 on stuff we're not planning on buying.
See, I don't know if you do like what I do. I'll have an idea. I'm like, oh, I want this. And then I'm going to buy it. And then I'm like, no. And I'll wait a couple days and think about it.
I think when I start telling you what is considered an impulse buy, you'll be like, oh, I do this.
Yeah.
Do. Because at number one, food and groceries. 71% of us make some type of impulse buy while grocery shopping.
Yeah.
And every time I go to the store.
You buy something you don't really want.
Yeah. That's why you got to get on that Smith's click list, son.
3 out of 4 Americans say that they have bought candy at the register before checking out, which means 25% of Americans are lying.
Right. Because we've all done that, except for maybe Gisele Bündchen and Tom
well,
Brady.
Sure.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not.
I get gum more than like the candy bars.
Right.
Yeah, but still.
My thing is the cinnamon Altoids.
I know.
Yeah,
Justin has actually got, I don't know if you saw me this morning. I just loaded my desk full of them.
Oh, did you?
You got me hooked on them. Yeah.
Which flavor did you get?
The cinnamon Altoids.
They're so good.
First ones were free, and after that, he cut off my supply.
Yeah, and then you were itching for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that.
Number 2, clothing. I can guarantee you I've never made an impulse buy when it comes to clothing.
Yeah, me neither.
I straight up only buy clothes out of pure necessity. Like, I don't have jeans right now because my only pair split right up the crack.
Number 3.
I didn't know that actually really happened.
Household items for an impulse buy. My wife, Jen.
She's buying things?
Yeah, she'll come home with something for the house.
A nice little clock.
Yeah, you know, here's $150.
I wish it was a clock. It's like, I bought a Roomba.
Man, and Jen impulse buys hard.
Oh, yeah, when she goes
way
for
harder
it.
Than me.
Take out food and delivery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, come on.
Does food count, number though, one? Really?
I've never used Uber Eats.
Oh, I used it last night.
Really? I hear just the markup so much. I've never done it.
Yeah, I used it the one time that we tried it on the show, and that was it.
Well, when you are unable to drive for one reason or another, we don't have to get into specifics, guys.
Nor do I want to.
Yeah, it's worth the like $6 to have it Uber Eats, especially when you're splitting it with a friend.
Yeah.
It's like you're just hanging out on your friend's couch. It's $3 a piece. Worth it.
Impulse buy number 5, shoes.
No.
I get it.
Never once.
I get it.
You would.
Yeah. And you know what? That'd be one, too, that I would. Because you see them, you're like, oh, I'm going to buy those.
I lied, actually. I impulse bought light-up shoes when we did that Lego movie thing at Valley Fair Mall.
Yeah, I remember that.
I went across the hall, and they had light-up shoes for adults.
Oh, stop it.
And I had to have them right then. They were only like $26.
Worth it.
Worth every cent.
Completely
and
worth it.
And they charged with an LED. They charged with like a little... USB port. Yeah, it's amazing.
Hey, we promised in our podcast to talk about the Scott Hamilton-Mark Hamill mix-up.
Oh, yeah. So for those of you who don't know, Scott Hamilton is a figure skater in the Winter Olympics.
I think we all knew that.
He was a figure skater and probably one of the most famous figure skaters up there with Brian Boitano.
Right. Yeah. So, and Mark Hamill, of course, he's a Star Wars.
He is the Star Wars. Luke Skywalker.
Yes.
I've never seen a Star Wars. I'm sorry, you guys.
Okay.
But we're driving, me and one of our sales girls, Camilla, who's on the podcast from time to time, we were driving to a client, and she goes, so I hear you guys are interviewing Mark Hamill. I'm like, there's no way that's the truth. Like, I love our show, and it's really fun, but we're not anywhere on Mark Hamill's radar.
We're not Star Wars level of anything. No.
So I was just like, oh, really? And she goes, yeah. And then I start throwing out a Star Wars thing or two, and she just like, yeah. And then she throws out some like ice skating things, and we just sit there and we have like a full conversation about this guest apparently we're going to have on the show.
That's funny.
Without either of us realizing, we were thinking of two completely different people, because she said Mark Hamill, thinking Scott Hamilton, who may be on the show. And I just listened to her and believed blindly that Mark Hamill was going to be on. And is weirdly into figure skating.
I can only just shake my head.
So next week.
To the whole thing.
Just so you know, Mark Hamill, not on the show.
Not on our show.
Scott Hamilton is on our
show.
On
the show. Okay, great.
Good talk.
I'm glad we sorted this out.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Go back, listen to some old ones, and make sure to listen to tomorrow's, because Real Salt Lake's Tony Beltran is going to be on. And also we have Fiance Friday.